So I figured, I was going through the catechism at home, and I'm like, man, that's going to take me like half an hour to get through. So I didn't prepare a great big long service. I just said, like, I prepared a short devotional to share with you guys. And what I wanted to expound on was basically the first question. And the first question, the answer in our catechism is to live in God's, the question is, what should be our chief aim in this life? What's the purpose? Why are we here? That's basically the question. And the answer is to live in God's fellowship and grace, enjoy his favor, and obtain eternal happiness hereafter. So no matter where we are in our walk, one thing will never change: God's fellowship and grace. We cannot change what God has already accomplished. Now, fellowship in the Hebrew means a deposit, means that we are to live in the deposit of God. So that's really interesting to me. That's intriguing to me, because what deposit has God given you? The Holy Spirit. And we are to live in this deposit. We are to live in the understanding that God has given us the deposit of the Holy Spirit in order for what? For it just to be there? No, for us to live dependent upon that deposit. And as we live dependent upon that deposit is when we see the transformation. We see the understanding. You read through the book of Romans and it continues to build. And in Romans chapter 12, it says, therefore, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word transformed is literally taking the metamorphosis of a butterfly, the caterpillar, the creepy crawler thingamajigger that so many of us relate to, scum of the earth, dirt sucking, and all of these things, right? All of, we feel so wretched and bad. But God gave us a deposit. And then we, like it says in Romans, go to the cross with Jesus, and we die with Jesus. And then we are buried, just as it just says, just as he died, you died. Just as he was buried, you were buried. And just as through the power of God, he resurrected the Son of God, he resurrects you, a new creation. And we come out of this cocoon and we spread our wings. And Isaiah 40:31 says that we will mount up on wings like eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. And as we go through our Christian lives, if we live dependent upon this deposit, you won't grow tired. You won't grow weak. You will persevere. Paul says in Romans chapter 4 that perseverance builds character. And character, hope. That word hope in the Greek is literally an expectation of God giving you what he's going to give you. That word hope is just like Isaac when he went up on, not Isaac, Abraham, when he went up on the mountain to kill his son Isaac. Abraham hoped that Isaac was going to come back to life. He knew that whatever happened on that mountain, Isaac was coming down the mountain with him. He knew it. That was hope. We think of the word hope like, well, I hope he's coming, right? And we're like, I always think of it, I hope I'm going to win the lottery, right? You go there and you're like, oh, rats, lost again, right? And all of those hope, that's not what hope is in the Bible. Hope is knowing that God keeps his promise. And Abraham, I still remember the story. Abraham says to the servant, as he's about to take Isaac up on the mountain, he says to his servant, I want you to stay here. We will go worship and we will return. And Abraham goes through the whole process of binding Isaac. And it comes to the point of where Abraham raises the knife and the angel says, Abraham, Abraham. He says, here I am. And then God provides a ram in the thicket. And he gives now a new deposit to go on the altar for the sacrifice. And Isaac gets to come down the mountain with Abraham. Amazing. This is this deposit that God is giving us. And we are to live in this eternal happiness is how it's worded in the catechism. And this eternal happiness, I think what we do is we focus on the wrong word. We focus on the word happiness. We're like, yeah, right? I'm going to be happy all my days. Sign me up to be a Christian, because if all I got to do is just be happy all my life, that is great. No. We need to focus on the eternal. Because we focus on the happiness of our flesh and the feelings of feeling good and circumstances going good. But who are we? You are those people that I see right here But that's not who you are. You're all sons and daughters of God. And that's the eternal happiness that is going to live forever. When we live based on the deposit that God has given us, that he gave us his son, and now we stand in the presence of God, who we are, knowing that God saves us, this is the eternal happiness that we will live in forever. Because where is God's kingdom? It's right inside of you. Do you believe that? Do you live based on God's kingdom is living right inside of me? I have the resources. I can live like Jesus lived, dependent upon God. Do you have that communication that you are communicating with God? The Westminster Catechism asks the very same first question. What is our chief aim? And they word it is to glorify God. And how do we, what do you think of? How do I go about glorifying God? What does glorifying God look like? Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Says this. Once I find it. There it is. Everyone who is called by my name, and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. Okay, so God created us for his glory. So how do we go about glorifying God? And then we look at verse 11. Verse 11 says, I am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. So in glorifying God is when we actually get to let go of our independence. We actually get to let go of all of the knowledge that we've built up in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and say,